It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm so glad you guys are joining me today as I continue our series all about traveling with friends. Now, you know, this is in partnership with Oprah Magazine and Holland America Cruises. Yay! All about the girlfriends cruises coming up real soon now with the world's best girlfriends. You guys know who those two people are. Oprah and Gail. Hey, can you imagine that? Me cruising with them January 30th. I can't believe it. And as the days are kind of rolling on in here, I'm getting more and more excited. But hey, I can't let that stop me from focusing on talking about how to travel with friends, have a great trip, have a lot of fun. And as I say all the time, you want to come back, friends, as well. That's one of the key parts of traveling with friends, is that you come back, friends. You don't want to go away and come back kind of grumpy about your trip. But talking about friends, I have two of my favorite millennial friends in the studio today because I want to get their take on traveling with friends. I don't think it's going to be a lot of difference between old school, new school ways of traveling with friends. But hey, you never know. So I have with me Jason Elliott. It's back. You guys may remember that we did a two-part series on traveling with friends, and Jason came on to share his experience with traveling with friends and putting together tours, you know, as millennials like to do. And Nicole comes in at least once a year, Nicole Roberts, my niece, but also a creative producer who helps a lot with the shows and making sure that things stay interesting here on Travel Bags, is with me today as well. So welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, I'm back.
You're back. And welcome to the show, Nicole.
Hello, hello. Excited to be back.
Well, excited to have both of you all here because I know this is going to be a very lively conversation. It's unscripted, guys, so we're just going to talk and they're going to share stories and really kind of their thoughts and feelings about traveling with friends. So I want to jump in right away with this. And this is a question to both of you. So just take your turns in answering this. How important is it to kind of think about what friends you're going to travel with? Because everyone may not be the best person to travel with. So Jason, why don't we start with you? What's your thoughts about that?
So I think it's very important to think about who exactly you're going to be traveling with, because you're going somewhere outside of the context of your normal friend relationship, meaning that you're spending more time with them. So you're going to get a chance to see some quirks you've never seen before. Mm-hmm. You're going to see another side of this individual that you haven't seen before. And so it's important to think about, hey, you're spending 24 plus hours with this individual consecutively. Is this a person I want to be around?
Spend that much time with. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's true. It's like you said, it's definitely out of the usual context. So it's like you find out those pressure points that you didn't realize, you know, make someone tick, or, you know, certain scenarios that maybe they aren't the most equipped to handle in the way that you thought that they would. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely about, like, can we be good travel counterparts to each other?
It's definitely a partnership.
It's a partnership. It's very important.
You know, someone once, a good friend of ours, Nicole, you know Roger, a really good friend who travels a lot, always says that when he travels with friends, there are a couple of trips that are going on. There's like my trip, your trip, and then our trip. So they're like three trips in one that's going on. And you got to kind of get all of that together in order for it to be a great trip.
Yeah, for sure. That's a great way of thinking about it. It's my trip, it's your trip, and it's our trip. Mm-hmm. If you have that perspective going in, you know, the success is going to be much higher for everyone.
I think so. And being considerate of, you know, that it's someone else's trip and not just only my trip.
I think that's the hard part. I think that might be the piece I forget sometimes. I'm like, it's my trip and it's our trip. Right. You may also have things you want to do that don't include the things I want to do. And it's okay. I think mm-hmm. that's a big thing, is being able to kind of like pivot in those moments and know you don't have to spend every moment of the trip together. You can plan some things separately, which is maybe a wise thing to build it in some separate time.
I think that's a good idea. And then if there are opportunities to come together, maybe learn something new by that person's maybe different way of wanting to travel or different things that they like to see and do when they travel, maybe you can also learn a couple of things as well. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking with Jason Elliott and Nicole Roberts, two millennials sitting in the studio. But Jason, I should also back up a little bit and let people know that you actually operate a travel company.
Yes, so I operate the Go Generation, and we design customized journeys for folks who are looking for something a little bit unique and off the beaten path. And the overall goal is to help people make better investments in their leisure time. So that's what we do.
That's so important, I think, also, too, when you're traveling with friends. So you brought up the investment part with it, because now some people don't travel a lot. So this might be that one big vacation. So how important is that with getting it right when you're traveling with a group, that you may have someone who travels all the time and they're kind of like, oh, how much is it going to cost? No problem. And someone else was like, oh, well, I've been saving up for 5 years.
Ooh, yeah. I would say, you know, it's expectations management. And if you could get ahead of it, and when you get down to the planning table, it's what are the goals and objectives for this particular journey? And what do you want to pull out of it when you come back? Mm-hmm. What stories do you want to share when you return? If we have those conversations before you get on the plane, it alleviates a lot of the maybe miscommunication around what to do or what this trip was going to be, so that people don't feel like they're wasting their time or their money.
Yes, that's so important. Very important.
I like that. That's like really, really wise. I think that's something people forget, because I think people get kind of lost in the like, oh, we're going somewhere new and exciting, and forget that like that can mean lots of different things for everyone.
I always say there's the glossy brochure and then there's the real trip. So yes. Or the real destination. So you do have to balance that. But before we end this segment, because I'm going to get a little deeper into the tour operator, the travel experts' advice for people trying to plan and put together trips. So Jason, I'm going to come back to a lot of those tips that I'd love to get from you. But I have another question here. How important is it when you're kind of choosing friends to travel with, back to something I just said, with someone who is pretty experienced and someone who's not so experienced? Are you going to lean more toward that more experienced person?
In my case, actually having a more experienced person and a person who's looking to get more experience, depending on their personalities, is a nice match, because you have a person's like, hey, I trust your judgment. Here's what I'm interested in. Make a way. And that person that gives the person with more experience more of an opportunity to use their tools and from their previous travel experiences.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense to me. That way, you know, both sides can feel like they're getting a little something, and the person that knows a lot can kind of show off the things that they
there
know.
You go.
They could be that travel expert on the trip. Yes. Definitely, definitely. Now, we're coming on to the end of this segment, but when we come back, I definitely want to jump in and talk a little bit more, as I mentioned, Jason, just about, you know, planning that trip and how those travel experts, travel advisors, travel agents, there are lots of different names floating around out there, but that's really, I think, the spot where you should go when you're really looking at planning a trip with friends. For one reason, no one in the friend group can really be held responsible if things don't go so well.
That's true. That's
you can
true.
Put it back on the travel advisor.
This maybe is
can
like, shift oh, it over great. Them.
I know Jason's like, well, that wasn't what I thought you were going to say. But I know you plan all these great trips. But really, though, we'll come back and we are going to talk a little bit more about the travel expert or the travel advisor, really how you guys really do a lot of the work, because you know the international destinations, you have the contacts, you're really the go-to place for planning these group trips or traveling with friends. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. And check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Well, it's all right.